Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Basra, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah Ches. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esr Basrachol, Shishi B'zecher Find Reziv Kohagon Bekarav Mamish. And Mishnah Zayin says, Mishnah is a derech rabba, a verse of Sech Sadeu, a fellow has a public pathway going through his field. This is something that the public already had a chazaka on, however that came to be, but everyone walks through his field, that's their pathway, maybe it's a shortcut. And what did this guy do? Natala, he took the pathway from them. He fenced it off, he decided he doesn't want anyone walking through there anymore. V'nasalhem min tzad, he gave them a pathway on the side of the field, in a different area than what they were used to using. And whatever he gave them, this new pathway belongs to the public and they're allowed to use it. And v'shaloi lahigiyoi, this original one that he tried to take back for himself is actually not his and he has to allow them to use it as well. And that's because he can't take something away from the rabbim that they already have a chazaka. They've already been using it. It's already considered like it's theirs and give them something else, which is not good for them. Therefore, they can now get two paths and he loses out. Now the Mishnah just explains what's considered a public pathway and what's considered a private one. Derech hayachid arba amos, a private pathway is 4 amos wide. Derech harabim 16 amos, a public pathway is 16 amos wide. Derech hamelech ein lo shir, the way that a king goes has no shir. We know there's a din melech pirates geder, a king, if he needs to go somewhere with his entourage, he could even break down fences and go wherever he wants. He's not limited. And derech hakever ein lo shir, a derech hakever as well. When the whole procession who's bringing the mace to be buried, they need to go from where they are to the cemetery, there's also no shir, which means they're allowed to walk through people's fields and no one's allowed to tell them anything. This is for the covet of the mace, so that the deceased should be honored by a lot of people accompanying him. And if we say, no, you can't go there, you can't go here, then people might not accompany him. The only difference between Derech HaMelech and Derech HaKever is a Derech HaMelech, as we said, he's even allowed to break down fences, but a Derech HaKever, they're not allowed to do so. Lastly, once we're speaking about a Kever, HaMaimud, which is the area that everyone stands in after they bury the mace to comfort the mourners, Dayanim Tzipari Amru, the Dayanim, the judges of Tzipari said, Beis Arbaz Kabin, that area is 4 Kabin, which is about 33 by 50 Amis. Moving on to Mishnah Ches, continue to discuss Kvarim. Now the following is very important. Back in the day, it was common to bury their dead underground. These chambers are called crypts, and the mesim, the dead, were buried in niches in the walls. Now, a catacomb is the same thing, just far more extensive, often consisting of multiple rooms or long corridors lined with these niches. Let's get familiar with a few terms. There's something called the chatzer, literally means a courtyard, and that's the outer room before the ma'ara. The ma'ara, which literally means cave, refers to the main chamber of the crypt, and a kuch, or kuchen, are the niches in which the person was placed into. So the Mishnah tells us, a person sells a plot of land to his friend, and the stipulation is that he's going to dig a whole area for burying the dead. And similarly, someone who accepts upon himself, he was hired to do the job, he's going to be digging in this fellow's field in order to make this whole burial area. How big does it have to be? The ma'ara, which again is that main room that the people are buried in, the inside of it has to be 4 by 6 amas. There's 8 kuchen, 8 burial slots in this ma'ara. 3 here on one long wall, 3 here on the other long wall, and 2 opposite them, meaning when you walk into the ma'ara, the far wall is going to have 2 burial spots. The kuchen, how big do the kuchen themselves have to be? Again, that's where the body is placed into. Arkon 4 amos, the length is 4 amos. Verumon 7, the height of it is 7 tvachim. Verachbon 6, and the width is 6 tvachim, and that enables enough space for the person to be placed into. Now Rav Shimon argues and says, the inside of the ma'ara is 6 amos by 8 amos, and there's 13 kuchen opened up into it. Arba mikan, 4 on this long wall, 4 on that long wall, 3 opposite them, meaning when you walk into the ma'ara, the far wall is going to have 3 on it, and 1 to the right and 1 to the left of the opening, which means on the far wall where we have 3 kuchen, diagonally in the corners of that wall, there's another 1 on this side and 1 on that side for a total of 13. Now, v'oisa chatzar al pi ma'ara, as we said, there's a chatzar, there's a courtyard by the entrance of the ma'ara, sheish al sheish, that's 6 by 6 amas. Why specifically this amount? Kimoloi hamita v'kaivreha, that's the amount of space necessary for the mita, for the coffin of the deceased, and the people that are around him that are going to be burying him, so we have to have 6 by 6 amas. And continuing to describe this, upaseach l'soicha shtei ma'arais, 2 ma'aras are opened or dug from this chatzar, achz mikan v'achz mikan, 1 here, 1 there, which basically means, according to Tana Kama, you would walk into this ma'ara, which is 6 by 6, and then on the right and on the left, there's going to be entrances into ma'aros, and each ma'ara is 4 by 6 amas. However, Rav Shimon says, arba la arba ruchasel, there's going to be 4 in all 4 directions. So according to Rav Shimon, you're going to walk into the chatzer, which is 6 by 6 amas, and then there's going to be 4 different doorways to 4 different ma'aras that are 6 by 8 amas. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, hakolafi asela, everything has to do with the rock, which means it all has to do with what the ground is made up of. If it's very hard and rocky, so then the ma'ara is going to be small. If it's very soft, then it's easy to dig, so it's going to be bigger. And therefore, we can't say it has to be this way or that way. It really depends. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.